Chaturanga. Of course, Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third canto, chapter 8, entitled Manifestation of Brahma from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And today's topic, we will be discussing the disciplic succession of Srimad Bhagavatam. So actually in verses 3 to 9, it describes this disciplic succession of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're on verse number 3 today. Actually, we're going to read 4 also because 4 doesn't have a purport. So just to give you a little sneak preview of where this disciplic succession comes from, we're going to be discussing Lord Sankarshan. So he was the original in this disciplic succession of the Bhagavatam. And then he spoke to Sanat Kamara, and then Sankhyayana Muni, and then Parshara and Brihaspati, and then Maitreya Rishi. So this discussion here is Maitreya Rishi's remembering that the questions Vidura is asking is like the questions that the Sanat Kamara was asking to Lord Sankarshan. And then there's other great devotees that were there when they were asking this to Lord Sankarshan. So we'll also discuss this great personality, Lord Sankarshan. So let's get right into the verse. Asinam urvam bhagavatam adyam Sankarshanam devam akuta satvam Vivitsavas tatvam ataparasya Kumara Mukhya Munayon Vapruchan Asinam Urvam Bhagavatam Adyam Sankarshanam Devam Akuta Satvam Vivitsavas Tattvam Ataparasya Kumara Mukhaya Munayon Vaprichan Asinam Urvam Bhagavatam Adyam Sankarshanam Devam Akuta Satvam Vivitsavas Tattvam Ataparasya Kumara Mukhaya Munayon Vaprichan. Bhagavantam Asinam Urvam Bhagavantam Madhyam Sankarshanam Devam Akuta Satvam Vivitsavas Tattvam Ataparasya Kumara mukyamunayon vaprichan. Asinam muram bhagavatam ajam bhagavantam. Sankarshanam deva makuta satvam. Vivitsavatas tatvasaspara. Kumara mukyamunayon vaprichan. Asinamuram bhagavantam adyam. Sankarshanam deva makuta satvam. Vivitsavas tatvam ataparasya. Kumara mukyamunayon vaprichan. Vaishnavis. Asinamuram bhagavantam adyam. Sankarshanam deva makuta satvam. Vivishata satvam adhadam pasya. Kumara mukayam tanayomam chan. Asinam, seated. Urvam, in the bottom of the universe. Bhagavantam, unto the Lord. Adyam, the original. Sankarshanam, Sankarshan. Devam, the personality of Godhead. Akuta Satvam, undeterred knowledge. Vivitsavaha, being inquisitive to know. Tatvam Mata, truth like this. Parashya, regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kumara, the boy saint. Mukya, headed by. Munaya, great sages. Anvaprichan, inquired like this. Translation. Some time ago, being inquisitive to know, Sanat Kumara, the chief of the boy saints, accompanied by other great sages, inquired exactly like you about the truths regarding Vasudev, the Supreme, from Lord Sankarshan, who is seated at the bottom of the universe. And then the purport for this. This is in clarification of the statement that the Lord spoke directly on the Srimad Bhagavatam, when and unto whom the Bhagavatam was spoken is explained herewith. Questions similar to those put forward by Vidura were asked by great sages like Sanat Kumara. And Lord Sankarshan, the plenary expansion of the Supreme Lord Vasudev, answered them. So the next verse. Sameva dishnyam bahumanayantam. Yad Vasudeva Bidam Amananti Pradyagritakshambu Koshamishad Unmilayantam Viburodayaya. Translation. At that time, Lord Sankarshan was meditating upon his Supreme Lord, whom the learned esteem as Lord Vasudev. But for the sake of the advancement of the great learned sages, he slightly opened his lotus eyes and began to speak. Jai. So that's the end of that. Om Jnana Timanandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmitamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakopa Tubhyascha Kripasindubhyascha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So the verses again. Some time ago, being inquisitive to know, Sanat Kumara, the chief of the boy saints, accompanied by other great sages, inquired exactly like you about the truths regarding Vasudeva, the Supreme, from Lord Sankarshan, who is seated at the bottom of the universe. At that time, Lord Sankarshan was meditating upon his Supreme Lord, whom the learned esteem as Lord Vasudeva. But for the sake of the advancement of the great learned sages, he slightly opened his lotus eyes, lotus-like eyes, and began to speak. So since we're in the beginning of the chapter here, this is pretty much a breakdown of the chapter. As you can see, from verses 1 to 9, the disciplic succession of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we're on the verse 3, and from 3 to 9 shows that parampara of the Bhagavatam. And then verses 10 to 14, we're going to see the reawakening of creation. And then 15 to 23, Brahma's birth and his search for the absolute truth. And then 24 to 33, the beautiful darshan of Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So that's a little breakdown of the chapter. So this gives us an overview. And then we're going to study this disciplic succession, specifically that personality, Sankarshan, and we'll see the bigger picture here of how, what position they have in this universe. So this is a beautiful verse I found, which glorifies the personalities we're going to speak about today. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnananirudaya Nama Sankarshanaya Cha. Let us all chant the glories of Vasudeva along with his plenary expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan. So Prabhupada mentions in that purport that according to the Pancharatra, Narayan is the primeval cause of all the expansions of Godhead. And those are Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So Vasudeva and Sankarshan are on the middle left and right. And Pradyumna is on the right of Sankarshan, and Aniruddha is on the left of Vasudeva. And thus, this is how the four deities are situated. And Prabhupada says they're known as the aides de camp of Lord Sri Krishna. And then at the end of the purport, he describes this, that this mantra that we just chanted addresses the four deities or the Lord with his plenary expansions. The central figure is Lord Sri Krishna because the plenary portions are his aides de camp. The most confidential part of the instruction is that one should always chant and remember the glories of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his different plenary portions expanded as Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Those expansions are the original deities of our truths, namely either Vishnu Tattva or Shakti Tattvas. So when I read that in the today's class, Prabhupada mentions that some time ago, this Sanat Kumara, that chief boy saint, accompanied by other sages, inquired exactly like you about the truths of Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, Lord Sankarshan, who's seated at the bottom of the universe. So, of course, I thought of this image. We see Sankarshan at the bottom of the universe. And also his expansion, there is a couch for the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So this is very nicely there described. So in spite of the fact that everything comes from the Supreme Being, he's still aloof from it all. He doesn't disengage himself from his eternal pleasure pastimes with his devotees in the spiritual realm. So in the process of creating the material worlds, the Supreme expands himself into different various forms, which are his plenary parts. So Krishna is the primeval Lord, the original personality of Godhead, and so he expands himself into unlimited forms with all potencies, and they're not different from him, but they make, you know, exhibit differences in form. So first he expands himself into Baladeva, as we see here. We see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then over here we see Balaram. If I could point this out to you. If you could see that Balaram here. So that's one of his expansions there. And then Balaram expands himself into different aspects here. So we'll see. So then Lord Sankarshan is also Lord Balaram. He's the predominator of the creative energy. So he creates and is the shelter of the material and spiritual worlds. And by the will of Krishna and the power of the spiritual energy, Lord Balaram creates the spiritual world, which consists of the planets Goloka Vrindavan and the Vaikuntha planets. This is described in the Madhya Lila. And then in the Adi Lila explains more that the expansions of Lord Krishna or the expansions of the Lord began with Sri Krishna for his pastimes in one of the highest levels of the spiritual realm called Dwarka. And you can see that there a little bit. And so Sri Krishna expands himself into Balaram, who then expands himself into Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So you see that there, so you can see. I don't know if you can see that, but here in this area. So there's Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And then you see Sankarshan. So for his spiritual pastimes in the Vaikuntha realm, Krishna has four original expansions, which are describing Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So this Mahavishnu is an expansion of Sankarshan. I will show that. And then Garbhodaksaya Vishnu is an expansion of Pradyumna. And then Chirodaksaya Vishnu is an expansion of Aniruddha. So that's described in the Adi Lila. Okay, so we're done with that there. So here we see. So from those four, Aniruddha, Vasudeva, you know, like that, the four quadruple expansions. Then there's a second quadruple expansion, which are represented in the unlimited Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. So the second quadruple is known as Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And they're changeless. They're transcendental expansions of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. And in his second quadruple, Vasudev is an expansion of Krishna, and Sankarshan represents Balaram. So that's described there. And then you can see here a little more. So you see the first quadruple expansions up on top there, and then the second quadruple expansions here towards the bottom. And then you see all the expansions of the spiritual planets from there. So in the Vaikuntha sky, there's this pure spiritual creative energy. It's called Sudasattva. And it sustains all the spiritual planets with the full opulence of knowledge, wealth, power, beauty, etc. All these of which pervade the entire spiritual kingdom. And they're fully enjoyed by the residents there. So this energy is but a display of the creative potency of Balaram, Mahasankarshan. And it's also the Sankarshan who is the original cause of the causal ocean where Karnadaksaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu sleeps. So we'll show that, and we saw some of that. So while breathing out the seeds of innumerable universes, when the cosmic creation is annihilated, all of the materially conditioned, although indestructible living entities, they merge back into the body of Mahavishnu, where they rest until the time of the next creation. So Balaram is the Sankarshan. He's the original Mahavishnu, from which originates all the potencies of the material manifestation. So here we see, the Karna Dakshaya Vishnu there, one. So this is Lord Balaram. He specially assists Lord Krishna in the creation of the material worlds. And then Balaram expanded himself as Lord Mahasankarshan. And then he expands himself into different forms, which includes the Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, who you see up top there. That's Mahavishnu. And then the Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, he's the expansion in each universe. You see him on the bottom there. And then Chiro Dakshaya Vishnu, he expands as the super soul in each individual. And then Asesha, which you see there under Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, is called Seshanaga. So these four plenary portions, they assist in the material cosmic creation. And Sesha Balaram, you know, his form assists the Lord as his personal servant. And he's also called Ananta, meaning unlimited, because he assists the Lord in his unlimited varieties of pastimes. So once all these universes are created, which are unlimited, Mahavishnu expands himself into unlimited forms, and then he enters into each universe as Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu. So once he's in each universe, he sees that there's no place to rest. So therefore, he, after some consideration, he fills half of the universe with water from his own perspiration. And then he lies down in the water, and again supported by the bed of Seshanaga, which you see there in the bottom. So Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, who's known within this universe as Hiranyagarbha and Antaryami, the Supersoul, is glorified in the Vedic hymns. And he's the master of each and every universe, and is the shelter of the external and the material energy, or the material energy. So his transcendental, so he's not touched at all by this external energy. So then the third expansion of Vishnu is called Chiro Dakshaya Vishnu, and he's the incarnation of the quality of goodness, and he's in the universal form of the Lord, expands himself as the Supersoul within every living entity. And he's known as Chiro Dakshaya Vishnu because he lies on the ocean of milk on the island of Svetadvipa. So these are the three expansions of Lord Vishnu who oversee and make creation of the material world possible. So here we could see how the Lord in his expansions and his energies are manifesting to bring forth this cosmic manifestation. And they all originate in Krishna. So therefore, the reason why Lord Krishna is considered the ninth incarnation is only because this is the order in which he displays his avatars before he displays his own pastimes. So Krishna is original, but yet he comes in and plays in that. So everything basically is the pastimes of Krishna. So here we see a close-up of Mahavishnu. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, it describes that Mahavishnu, this Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, is the first incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the process of creating the material worlds. And he's the master of eternal time, space, cause and effects, mind, elements, material ego, the modes of nature, senses, universal form of the Lord, Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu. So he's cause of the Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu. And the sum total of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. Just see. So this Mahavishnu, he lies down in the Viraja River, which is the border between the spiritual and the material world. So this Mahavishnu, he's the source of thousands of avatars in his thousands and thousands of subjective portions. And he's the creator of countless individual souls. And is known as the name of Narayan, meaning the shelter of the individual jiva souls. And from him springs forth the vast expanse of water known as the spiritual causal ocean. So then Mahavishnu reclines on the waters of this causal ocean in a state of divine sleep. That's called Yoga Nidra. And thus it's said that the universal creation is but a dream of Mahavishnu. So just see, we're living in the dream. So that's from the Brahma Samhita, actually describes that. So at the time of creation, after the Supreme has been sleeping for some time, the first emanation from the breathing of this Mahavishnu are the personified Vedas, who serve him by waking him from his mystic sleep. And they began to enthusiastically sing his glories, his pastimes, and praises, just as a king is awakened in the morning by poets who recite his heroic deeds. So this shows the eternal nature of the Vedic literature. So we talk about a disciplic succession, but actually this transcendental knowledge is eternal. They're not merely writings of men, but they're spiritual vibrations that exist before and after the material creation and which emanate from the Supreme Lord. So once the Lord's awoken, he casts his glance upon the material energy of Maya, and then she becomes agitated. And at that time, the Lord injects the original seeds of all living entities. So this glance is how the Supreme impregnates the material nature with all living entities. So thus, the Lord does not personally touch this material energy, but by his functional expansion, he places all the living entities into material nature by his glance. Can you imagine that? So this function, this is a functional expansion of the Lord, which takes the form of Shiva. So which, you know, we describe later throughout these Vedic literatures. So after agitating material nature into three qualities, which are the modes of nature in the form of passion, goodness, and ignorance, they become active and material nature begins to give birth to the total material energy known as the Hiranya Mahatattva. And this is the sum total of cosmic intelligence. So thus material nature becomes agitated by the designations of the conditioned souls and is determined by the influence of the modes of nature. So just see, simply by the glance of Mahavishnu, consciousness is created. And that's known as the Mahatattva. And this predominating deity of the Mahatattva is Lord Vasudeva, as another expansion of Krishna. So this explains how the material energy is like the mother of the living beings, while the Lord is the supreme father of everyone. Just as a woman can't give birth without the contact of a man, or at least his seed, so material nature cannot be created without the contact of the supreme being. So more is described how this total material energy is manifested, and from this arises the three types of egotism and the original source of all the demigods. This is the original source of all the demigods, is this egotism and the minor controlling deities. And then the senses and the material elements come. So combining all these different elements, the Supreme Lord creates all of the unlimited universes. So once the material elements have been manifested and the full potential for creating the universes has been established, the innumerable universes begin to emanate from the pores of the body of Mahavishnu. So just see, and from his exhalations also. So they appear just like atomic particles that float in sunshine and pass through a screen. And then when Mahavishnu inhales at the time of the universal annihilation, they return to his body. And in this way, Mahavishnu is the super soul of all the universe. So we see Brahma and the demigods in each universe, they remain alive for the duration of one of his exhalations. But there's no limit to his exhalations of Mahavishnu. So this waters on the causal ocean, they're known as the Karna ocean. And they come from the body of Mahavishnu. And it's completely spiritual. It's like his perspiration. And it's said that the sacred Ganges is but a drop from that ocean, which purifies all the fallen souls. That's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adilila. So here we see again. So Lord Balaram expanded into the great serpent known as Ananta, or Seshanaga, and he reposes on the Kazo ocean, and he also serves as the couch upon Lord Mahavishnu reclines. And then we see also a couch for Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So that Ananta Sesha is actually a devotee incarnation of God who knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. And with his thousands of mouths, he always sings the glories, endless glories of Lord Sri Krishna. And he also expands himself to serve as Lord Krishna's paraphernalia, including such items as the umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, his resting chair, residence, his sacred Gayatri thread, and throne in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And thus he has attained and exhibits the ultimate end of servitude to Lord Krishna. That's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Lila. So here's a couple images here, just to show some forms of Sankarshan. So in Lavrita Varsha, on the left there, you can see Lord Shiva is encircled by 10 billion maidservants, servants of Goddess Durga. And he's always meditating on Lord Sankarshan in trance. So Lord Shiva, that's his worshipful Lord. This is a nice painting by Murli Dardas. And then on the right is a painting by Prakshit, I believe. Yes. And here we see King Chitraketu. And Narada Muni was his spiritual master, and he gave him instructions to chant a specific mantra. So Chitraketu chanted, he actually fasted and chanted the mantra with really great care. And after a short time, by the influence of that mantra, his mind became increasingly enlightened in spiritual progress, and he attained shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And when he got that shelter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sesha, you know, he saw him personally, and he saw that he was as white fibers of a lotus flower. And he was dressed in bluish garments, and he was decorated with brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, bangles, and his eyes were reddish, and he smiled sweetly. So as soon as King Chitraketu saw the Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination, and he was situated in Krishna consciousness. And then he offered his obeisances with tears and love, and in fact, he moistened the resting place of the Lord's feet with his tears. And he choked up, but he restricted his senses and was able to find words to offer prayers to the Lord. So we see this beautiful forms of the Lord are so loving, and we're able to describe them and even visualize them so that we can also become purified and soften our hearts so that we can offer heartfelt prayers to these different forms of Krishna. So we mentioned all these different incarnations, and then there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, third chapter, 28, it says, Ete chamsa kala pumsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the theists. And in the Brahma Samhita it says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarna Karnam. Krishna is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. And he is the prime cause of all causes. And then Lord Brahma continues to pray in the Brahma Samhita. This is 546. Diparchire vahi dasantarama bhupetya dipayate virita hetu samana dharma yastadrige vahi cha vishnutaya vipati Govindamari pusham tamaham bhajami. The light of one candle being communicated to other candles, although it burns separately in them, is the same in its quality. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who exhibits himself equally in the same mobile manner in his various manifestations. So we see here, this Vedic knowledge just makes it clear that Krishna, Govinda, is the original, independent, causeless fountainhead of all various personalities, manifestations, known in its different Vishnu avatars, forms, personalities. So just see how fortunate we are to be in contact with this disciplic succession, which is actually an expansion of Krishna, and seeing that everything is an expansion of Krishna. So we should see everything as Krishna's and use everything in Krishna's service. So I'd like to end there and open up for any comments, questions, or realizations. Okay, Maharaj. Your hand was up first.
First, I want to thank you for a very scholarly class. So scholarly that I got lost somewhere along the line. And my question really is, are we expected, all of us here, or whoever is listening to it, expected to remember all these details about the incarnations of the Supreme Lord? And if we are, well, then...
So as you mentioned, you practically answered your own question, is that we have to hear. And yes, you can remember if you like. And that's why we're always repeating these things. I mean, I've shown these images many times, but still we could go deeper and deeper and deeper. So as we read, you will come across these things. And we're going to be reading about this as I did a summary of this chapter, the creation, the beginning of creation, the birth of Lord Brahma. So we're going to go through all these again and again, and they're repeated in the Bhagavatam again and again. They're repeated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again. And I've a lot of these quotes are from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Brahma Samhita, it's mentioned again and again. So yes, we have to understand these things. We have to hear about Krishna. We're glorifying Vasudeva in his expansions. And by doing that, we become purified. We may not remember them, but if we constantly hear them, we may not understand them, but if we constantly hear them, look at these images, then we eventually become purified like Chitraketu did, and all his things were just, his contaminations were gone, and he became pure. So in this way, we're helping each other become pure by repeating this message. You know, I may present this message doesn't mean the presenter knows all these things and remembers all these things. But here, we're just glorifying together Krishna and reminding each other of Krishna and his glories. Jai. Yes, Prabhu.
So it's an informational overview.
Yes. Not an overload, an overview. Not an information overload, but an information overview. Yes.
Yeah, Jai. This is, as you just mentioned, clearly that at the end, the purpose of exposing on that.
Is it on? There you go.
Kunti Devi also. She makes famous prayers about that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay, we're just seeing like a glimpse of Krishna's power, his magnitude. And then when you go to the 10th canto and you realize, look at this little boy Krishna, that's who that is. Then you don't take him for granted and think he's just a cheap, you know, lusty little boy. So yeah, it's powerful. Thank you, Prabhu. That was a very perfect verse. Any other comments, questions? Well, I want to thank you for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai.